I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Rising food prices have sparked protests around the globe. But in one region of southern Peru, it's water, or rather the lack of water, that has residents protesting. According to the World Bank, about 7 million Peruvians do not have running water in their homes. Some 3 million of them live on the urban fringe, slapdash communities on the outskirts of cities, places that are magnets for the working poor and displaced rural people. One of these quickly growing young towns is outside Peru's second largest city. Correspondent Sarah Hughes has more.
El Cono Norte is located in the dusty desert backlands outside the city of Arequipa. Poor migrants from southern Peru flock here by the thousands, hoping to improve their lot by clinging to the edges of the big city. 37-year-old Victoria Gonzalez Flores moved here 5 years ago, looking for work and a better life.
I am a single mother. I built this little home here in El Cono Norte. But the problem is, we don't have running water.
It's a common complaint. El Cono Norte is growing faster than the regional water company's capacity. About half the neighborhoods in this sprawling area of 130,000 people have indoor water a few hours a day. The company has put some big water tanks in some other neighborhoods. That's where Gonzalez Flores lives, in a makeshift shelter that looks like a campsite. She uses a wheelbarrow to cart water from a tank to her home several blocks away. In her open-air kitchen, she points to 7 buckets of precious water laid out on the floor.
Estos son para tomar. Estos que están depositaditos. Este es yape para lavar.
This bucket here is for cooking and for drinking water. This bucket over here is for doing laundry and also for washing. Sometimes there is just barely enough to keep myself clean. It's not fair that we have so little to go around.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido.
On this weekday afternoon, hundreds of people from El Cono Norte protest outside the headquarters of SEDAPAR, the public water company for the region of Arequipa. They're demanding better access to running water. Community activist Ana Maria Gomez is among the crowd.
Because many of us are not educated, officials with the water company think we're ignorant and that they can just ignore us.
But at a press conference inside the water company's headquarters, Director Oscar Paredes insists that SEDAPAR is not ignoring El Cono Norte.
Por falta de capacidad de producción de agua.
The problem is we just don't have the capacity. Our water treatment plant was designed for a certain number of people. Then we saw the population of our outlying communities just explode, and we're still working with the same old treatment plant.
Paredes says SEDAPAR does not have the money to build a new water treatment plant. Though SEDAPAR is a government company, he says it doesn't receive a lot of federal funding. It has to generate its own income, mostly from water fees. And those fees are kept low. It would be politically unpopular to raise them, which leaves SEDAPAR cash poor. In this way, SEDAPAR is like many of Peru's 54 regional water companies, says Iris Marmanillo, a water finance consultant associated with the World Bank.
Los ingresos operativos apenas están cubriendo.
Most of the water companies are in such bad financial shape that they can barely cover their day-to-day operating costs. They don't have the money for big capital projects.
SEDAPAR has come up with an unusual solution. SEDAPAR officials say they've worked out a deal to have a mining company pay most of the cost of a new water treatment plant. In return, the mining company will not have to pay certain impact fees usually imposed for excavation and mining. But the water plant won't be up and running for at least 5 more years. Residents of El Cono Norte, including Victoria Gonzalez Flores, say that's a long time to wait.
Es un derecho. Porque no podemos vivir sin agua.
It's our right, our basic right. How can we live without water? If you take away water, it's like taking away life.
According to one development expert, most of Latin America's population growth in the near future will occur in urban fringe areas like El Cono Norte. And migrants to these areas will also need water. For The World, I'm Sarah Hughes, Arequipa, Peru.